Restoring My Soul, Monday the 3rd of November. The Spirit dwells in the heart. When the Son comes to dwell in the heart of a believer, he prays to the Father, asking him to send the Holy Spirit to them. Jesus described the Holy Spirit as another helper who is sent by the Father to be with the believer and in them. These are two distinct implications of receiving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with a believer when he takes up residence with the Father and the Son in their heart. They now have the Spirit of the Father, the Spirit of the Son, and the Holy Spirit abiding in their heart. The Spirit's initiative within the hearer is to make them spiritual by freeing them from their bondage to the way of the flesh. The most fundamental expression of the Spirit's initiative to enable a believer to be spiritual is to convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Explaining this work of the Spirit, Jesus said, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." Through the conviction of sin, the Spirit is bringing to a hearer's attention their fleshly desire to define their own name and expression as an identity. This is what it means to be unbelieving. When a person lives by the sight of their own eyes and by the understanding of their own heart, they do not believe that Jesus has fulfilled the works that belong to their sonship, and that he is to be the substance of their life as a son of God. Unless they receive the conviction of sin, they will believe the lie that their own way is true and leads to life. Instead of living as a son of God, they will live as a son of disobedience and thus remain under condemnation. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 14 verses 15 to 17, Galatians chapter 5 verse 17, John chapter 16 verses 8 to 11, 1 John chapter 5 verses 11 to 13, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11, and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2. For further study, John chapter 14.